So your opinions are welcome on the programme this morning. 0289033105. Now, Jason Cundy is a former footballer and he was on GMB, Good Morning Britain, yesterday morning talking to Piers Morgan. And they were speaking about Vicky Sparks, who's the new football commentator. And obviously, Vicky is in the headlines because it's rare for a woman to be a football commentator at the highest level. This is what Jason had to say.
Listen, it's nothing to do with her insight, the way she delivers it, or her knowledge, or her ability to do the job.
Her annoying voice.
It's the voice. For 90 minutes, I would rather prefer to listen to a male voice when I'm watching
Jason,
football.
Jason, you're sounding ridiculous.
I consume a lot of football. To listen to that voice. Look, it's like, would you prefer to listen to Ed Sheeran or Celine Dion?
Fact is, you've got Celine Dion as an option in the music world. You haven't got the option in the commentating world.
Well, you do have an option.
Jason, the fact of the matter is just different. Isn't it? And it's something you've got to start realising is going to change.
There's actually
going to be more women.
So the point being very clearly made there by the presenters on GMB, and Jason Cundy has apologised for what he said. I want to speak to Fionnuala Meredith, who's a broadcaster and writer, and has a point to make on this. Fionnuala, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Frank.
First and foremost, I noticed Vicky Sparks on the television the other night, and it was the quality of her commentary that I was remarking on. She's actually a very good commentator, but it's rare to hear a woman do a massive football game. Jackie Oakley did some for BBC's Match of the Day. It's a rare enough event.
Yes, it is still unusual, but I think that is starting to change, and that's a good thing. I mean, why not? Why shouldn't women be able to commentate? Okay, people say, right, well, football's, you know, predominantly a male game, although increasingly the women's game is rising in prominence. But, you know, if we're talking World Cup, yeah, it's blokes on a pitch playing football. But you don't have to be a bloke, you know, to actually commentate on that. And as you say, there's some very talented female commentators out there. Jason Cundy, I mean, that is just sexism. That's 100%. Old-fashioned sexism, because he even admitted that, you know, that the woman he was talking about was actually very competent and knowledgeable, but what he didn't like was the sound of her voice. You know, women have been getting that since time immemorial. Shrill is the word that's often used. Oh, you're too shrill, you're too strident. You know, it's just sexism. There's no way around it. There's no defence for it.
Is he, however, entitled to an opinion? Maurice J asked this morning on The Breakfast Show. Is he entitled to an opinion on the quality of her voice? Because Maurice was suggesting that Denise would be entitled to complain about some deep, gruff male voice.
He's absolutely entitled to his opinion, and he can think that as much as he likes. But at the same time, he's got to expect that people will challenge him and say, hang on a minute, this sounds pretty misogynistic, because you're just saying, oh, you don't like the sound of her voice. Of course, maybe he doesn't. Well, then he can listen to a different radio station or a different TV channel where it's only men. But the assumption that you have to be a man to talk in your kind of big, deep, authoritative voice to comment in football, I mean, it's laughable.
Yeah, but is it really misogynistic? Is it going from sexist right up the line here with you now?
I think it's going that way, I have to say, because, you know, there's no defence for it. He's not saying that this woman lacked knowledge or that she had lacked insight into the game. He's just purely objecting to her on the way she sounds. And, I mean, and that's integral to who she is, because she's a woman. So I think, yes, it is going towards misogyny.
Yeah, just stay with me, because obviously his boss has had a word in his ear, and this is what he then said on Talk Sport.
Firstly, I want to sincerely apologise for the comments I made on Good Morning Britain this morning. I came away realising how foolish and out of order they were and how I deserve the backlash that I received. There are times when you have to hold your hands up and admit that you are wrong and have been an idiot. And today was one of those days. And I have to hold my hands up today. It's definitely one of those. I regret my comments and also the hurt and anger that is caused. I realise there is absolutely no place for these demeaning attributes towards female commentators. And for that, I am truly sorry.
We have the same bosses, so we'll know not to make his mistake. But
Watch yourself, Frank.
True, but I would like to think that our mindset, the mindset of my colleagues here and the people that I would work alongside, it wouldn't be the same as Jason. It's sad that he, number one, had to apologise, but the saddest thing of all is the fact that he had reason to apologise. His thought process, it didn't even belong to a bygone era, but it would have been more associated with a bygone era.
Yeah. No, I think I do think that he probably is in the minority with that kind of line of thinking. And, you know, yeah, okay, that was a pretty fulsome apology. Parts of it did sound like he was reading out words he didn't understand, to be fair. You know, so that's why it kind of gets me too when he's complaining about female commentators when he's actually using words himself that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but are you now a woman putting the boot into a ex-footballer who you're suggesting mightn't be very bright?
Well, I don't know whether he's bright or not, but I think his use of words isn't particularly articulate, and I think that's desirable in someone who sets themselves up as a commentator.
Whenever you're listening to or watching a football match on TV, do you notice that it's a female commentator for the 2018 World Cup? Do you notice it?
Well, I think it is still noticeable because it's unusual. You know, I think that probably will change over time. And I suspect it's the usual old thing that women who are trying to forge their way in a career or a job where there haven't been very many women before, it's almost like they have to, women often say this, it's almost like they have to be 110%. They have to be extra, extra good in order not to be sort of, you know, ridiculed or demeaned in any way like we've seen with Jason Cundy. So I think the ones who are doing it are probably, you know, it could very, I mean, I'm no expert on football or football commentary, but I would say the women who are doing it are particularly talented at what they do.
You see, here's Andy is in touch with us on the text, and he says, Frank, I turned the game off when I heard the commentary, and I didn't turn it off because I'm sexist at all, he's emphasising. He just obviously didn't want to hear a woman as a commentator.
Well, I think he should ask himself why, if he's saying he's not sexist at all, because if it's just the pure fact of her being a woman, different if you objected to the nature of her commentary, if you didn't think she was commentating in an effective way, well, maybe that would be a reason to turn off. But if it's just because it's a woman, then I'm sorry, that is sexist.
Yeah, I'm miffed, Andy. I'd love if you'd give us a ring, 0289033105, because I heard the commentary and her standard is incredibly high. Because you're in the business and I've, you know, on occasions I've done a bit of Gaelic football commentary in the past, and you know where you are in the pecking order of really good commentators versus really poor commentators. It's an amazing skill that the very best have. And if you're invited to commentate at the top level and you're doing the World Cup, obviously the senior producers reckon you are good at it. Vicky Sparks actually is good at it. She would be a good commentator, whether it was a soccer game or a royal wedding, or she was reporting from some form of entertainment event. She just has the knack for doing it.
Yeah, well, that's why she's got the job. You know, that's the thing. I mean, she's being rewarded for her talent. And yeah, it is difficult. I think commentating would be, especially on something as fast-moving as a football match, I think would be incredibly demanding. And, you know, for whatever your sex. And so the fact that she can do it. Also, to be fair, you've got to look at some male commentators. You've already said some are very talented also. But some of them, you just like, what? I mean, the magazine Private Eye for years has been running a column called Coleman Balls, I think they've changed the name of it now, where they talk about all the funny examples of things that, you know, sports presenters and commentators have said that are just hilarious because I suppose because the game is moving so quickly, they end up saying stuff that sounds pretty daft at times. So, you know, when you have a woman coming in who's not doing any of that, well, great, that's the future.
Yeah, we're going to feature some excitable male commentators in a moment. As a matter of fact, here's one. I'm not even sure who the commentator is, but the goal is very famous and it's an English commentator. Very often they say the commentaries from around the world are incredibly excitable, but this is an English commentator. I'm more than happy for you to ring us 0289033105. Who is the guy who loses the run of himself when Zlatan Ibrahimovic actually scores the amazing overhead goal for Sweden? Have a listen to this. And if this had been a woman getting so excited, I wonder would Andy have been switching it off or would Jason Cundy have been complaining? Have a listen to this bloke. The goal comes out of nothing. The ball falls to Ibrahimovic way out near the halfway line and he just hits it over his head. It is an incredible goal.
Well, there's a long ball through and
you say, if that had been a female voice,
yeah, Oh my God, will she be accused of being hysterical? I know she would.
Yeah,
she would be accused of being hysterical.
I really hope that Jason Cundy doesn't watch football in Scotland. Will you hear this guy when Scotland score against France in Paris?
McFadden drags it down now. Long way out. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! What a goal by McFadden! Magic from James McFadden! He's a genius again for Scotland! They've been suckered in the Parc des Princes! James McFadden from 40 yards into the roof of the net! Pick it out, Landrew!
Pick it out.
Oh my goodness. Oh, very lovely on the ear. I mean, I'm sure Jason would approve of that. You know, it just sounds so smooth and professional.
Fionnuala, always a pleasure to speak to you. We'll feature a few more as the morning goes by, but thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
It is hard to argue with the wisdom of Miss Meredith this morning. 0289033105 077 66 105 105. I think Chris is going to tell me who the excitable Zlatan commentator actually is. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Frank. How's it going? You all right?
I'm very well. Who was that bloke?
It was Stan Collymore. He goes on about it quite often. And I actually was listening to the game when he scored the goal. And he just went absolutely berserk. And I'm sure you've seen the goal yourself, so you can understand why, you know.
Yeah, it's an amazing goal. It's the overhead kick from way out near the halfway line. And it's one of those iconic goals. But you're right, it is Stan Collymore. I just couldn't remember for the life of me. Now that you said, he had been on Talk Sport, of course, and has since moved on. I'm not sure where Stan is or who he's broadcasting with at the moment. But he's the former Liverpool star, and he is the very man. Do you watch the football regularly?
I think during the World Cup, I've maybe only missed one match, so I would watch a good bit, yeah.
And do you pass commentary if the commentator happens to be a woman?
Not one bit. I have more against the likes of Mark Lawrence than not being a commentator, because he's absolutely awful. I think the likes of having women commentators on, it doesn't bother me one bit. You know, as long as they're good and they're... same as any commentator, as long as they're good and they're talking sense and they're adding to the actual experience, then no, I'm all for it. Why not?
Yeah, I have to agree with you on Mark Lawrence, and I heard him last night, and he talked a lot of old baloney during the match.
He just sounds like he doesn't want to be there, and I get that that's probably a bit of just his thing, but it's just tiresome, isn't it? And some of the other ones are awful. Danny Murphy and Phil Neville, and just some of the qualities. It's shocking, but the lady that was actually doing the commentating was really good. She was fantastic.
Yeah, we should emphasise the three people you referred to there are either co-commentators or analysts, and they're all ex-footballers. Danny Murphy and indeed Phil Neville, I actually think are very good, but there's something about the occasional comment you hear from time to time that you think is pretty poor, almost lazy. Some of it seems lazy.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I think what I see is the likes of Jason Cundy, and that they're being challenged in a way that they haven't been challenged before, and I think they're feeling a wee bit under threat. And I know a point was made as well when the Anna Lugo was commenting, or she was in the studio in ITV, and she gave this whole in-depth analysis on Costa Rica, and Patrice Evra kind of sat back and clapped her and said, you know, well done, you know, as if good on you for knowing that, whereas like in England International, she's had 80-odd caps, she does know her stuff, and I think it's footballers are being put, or football commentators are maybe being challenged a bit more and out of their comfort zone, and just the old fashioned way to react to them probably is misogyny and sexism and just putting women down again.
Interesting commentary, if you excuse the pun. Thank you very much indeed. 02890-333-105, 077-66-105-105. If you've just joined us, you're very welcome. Good morning. Good morning to you. I want to speak to Roy, who's on line three. He's got a point to make. I'm also going to bring you a bit of a football commentary from Japan. And indeed, two incredible players will be referred to on the commentary. And as a matter of fact, their names are so interesting. I wrote them down on a piece of paper. I left it sitting on my desk, and I'm going to remind myself of who exactly they are in a second. Roy has a point. Roy, good morning.
Morning, Frank. I heard Vicky Sparks the other day too, I think it was one of the Portugal games. I'm all for ladies or women commentating, refereeing, doing linesman or linesperson or whatever. All for it. That poor girl in the Premier League got a right going over too by one of the pundits. Actually, Andy Gray ended up getting sacked from Sky because of it. But I'm all for women and commentating on any sport. But Vicky Sparks, I didn't like her either. But having said that, on the same basis, I don't like Jonathan Pearce either. I don't like his style. The old Barry Davis, John Motson, brilliant commentators, like, you know. Vicky had great knowledge, as was said earlier, but I just didn't like her, you know. And I'm not being sexist in saying that.
Well, you're entitled to an analysis. You absolutely are entitled to an opinion. And Jonathan Pearce is a bit Marmite as well. I actually do like Jonathan Pearce, but he has one of those voices that you can either take it or leave it. A lot of you are wondering what Vicky Sparks actually sounds like. This is Vicky working for the BBC.
Silva with another opportunity, short this time. Towards a six-yard box, and it's in! And wouldn't you just know it? Cristiano Ronaldo gives Portugal the lead. Portugal 1, Morocco 0.
I have to say, considering that was one of the moments of the game, her voice is fully controlled there. That is good commentary. That is, in my opinion, that is high standard. As for the Japanese commentary, you know, because there are excitable people the length and breadth of the world. For this commentary, it's in Japanese. You have to keep in mind, that two of the main players here are Javakita, I think his name is, Javakita, and Asho. And Asho is actually the guy who is, I'm just looking at his shirt here. He's such a stylish guy, and he ends up scoring. So you can listen to the commentary here, where Javakita and Asho play a significant role in this match.
El Chicharito. Ahí la tiene Torrado. Torrado la juega por abajo, el arquero sale, la tiene Gio. No hay arquero. ¿Quién le pega? ¡Gio! ¡Golazo! ¡Poema de gol! ¡Apago la luz y me voy! ¡Golazo! ¿Qué me importa que me asesinen la garganta mientras se mata?
Oh, good old asshole. Great goal. Frank, I think one of the best commentators is our own Jerry Armstrong, who does La Liga. He knows Spanish football like the back of his hand. Jerry is very good, a co-commentator more so than a commentator, but he's an authority. And he's also very calm as well. I think calm is vital. If you can manage to capture the excitement but still remain calm, you're a Micheál Ó Maith-Értaig, who to me is the greatest sports commentator of them all. Frank, the worst one is Glenn Hoddle. My mates find him very boring. This is Eddie. Eddie, good morning to you. Some of you asking for the Aguero commentary. Frank, it's the softness of the voice I'm not accustomed to with the female commentator. I prefer the low-registered gruff of a husky male shouting goal and the clearly softer but highly registered gentle voice of a woman is not so appealing. That's what it all comes down to. Preference. People like what they're used to. It takes a generation to change it, but change it will, says Glenn in Belfast. Well, you know, there was reference made to Jonathan Pearce. He's quite high-pitched and he's a very popular male commentator. Frank, that ex-footballer, Jason Cundy, was out of order and apologised. But is it sexist if you just don't like a voice? I would have turned off the male commentators as well, says Mac, who's in Bangor. And quite a few of you remarking about Coleman balls that indeed were referred to earlier. Maybe we could get some of those and play them for you. Some fellas have made incredible mistakes down the years. You always associate the Dutch with doing it in style, don't you? And Bergkamp scored many brilliant, brilliant goals. He scored this one. And a Dutch commentator got mildly excited.
In de halve finale komen. Ik heb opeens zo'n gevoel dat we in de halve finale gaan komen. Met het balbezit voor Frank de Boer. Frank de Boer speelt de bal heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Frank de Boer speelt de bal naar Dennis Bergkamp. Die neemt de bal feilloos aan. En hij schiet de bal erin. We spelen nog officieel 20 seconden. Dennis Bergkamp.
Vicky Sparks had a spoke like that, she would have got sacked. You know, Vicky Sparks is a million times ahead of boys like that. And as a matter of fact, she is toe-to-toe with the best commentators on the BBC and ITV. So fair play to her. Just reminding you that blokes can get it really wrong. She'd never lose the run of yourself.